things first, call up the mortuary. Tell them on this track, murder of the century. And for my kindness, I'll pay for the obituary. Sorry for the mess, I do this too habitually. Second up, I propose a toast. Raise your glass high from Nairobi to coast. See, I don't need to brag and I don't want to boast, but I will cut you down for acting like a toast. I see Hill Mangia kwenye club na kademu kababi kama standi kasafi kana ito fulani na nino sumlami na nywele mabegani unadhani eti kwamba ni tayali jamani. I didn't know eti uko funny for wasting your time, baby. Pala sama honey. I thought I told ya never be your honey. It's irrelevant to me about your car, your crib, your money. This is not me playing hard to get. This is me saying that I'm hard to get. It's in my blood running blue through my veins royal. Media tell them how I do, super loyal. And to be clear, I don't deal with potential. Wanna step to me, better have credentials. Like so special, so special, so special. Lyrically is a weapon of mass violence. Operating with a 007 license. Relegating all your chitter chatter jabber nonsense. Now let's be clear on who they really fear. Who rocks a party hard from the front to the rear. It's the drama mama on the cloud banger. Hang you out to dry like clothes on a hanger. Ati help me ingia kwenye booth na kagol kwenye tooth. Na today makina roof. Ati ndiyo wakusuth. Baka unazima light. Eti ndiyo moody right. Kamalawi eti ndiyo uwe flight. Yamani, no wonder all your songs sound weak. You wouldn't sound better if we all gave a week to you. True safe and better things to do. Step aside, sound real, army coming through. To all my singers in the Bafu choir. All my people strumming on the air guitar wire. Chair, table, dashboard, drummers on fire. Making trumpet harmonies on your hair dryer.
It's a felony how I make the sweet, sweet melody.
This is a Ching Olale, and yeah, it is that time of the week where I play a little bit of music from the motherland, Africa. This is Afrobeat, and as usual, I'm dedicated to exposing UBC and the wider Vancouver area to contemporary African music. For all you listening in, I hope you are having a good day. I hope so far all that you've planned for today went as planned. Again, this show is very much dedicated to just like raise the frequency of, to raise your frequency to make you happier. The music is upbeat, the music is on, and I mean, it's all just, this is a place where you're definitely just bound to have a good time. So again, this is CITR broadcasting from UBC, Vancouver. And I'm going to play Your Waist by Iyanya. Before, I started with a song, Filling It, by Muthoni, who's a Kenyan artist, a lady, an entrepreneur. She has multiple businesses going on at the moment. Later on, Ola is going to join me and we'll have a little discussion on a couple of very interesting things. But for now, this is Iyanya with Your Waist.
Ladies, it's Iyanya.
Your waist.
Your waist, all I want is 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 your waist.
Don't stop till it's ready now. Take my closer. Don't stop till it's ready now.
One way for the dango. You are savage, roll on mo.
Don't take the key, roll on mo.
Even Nelson, roll on mo.
Have your man.
This is CITR 101.9 broadcasting from UBC Vancouver, and that was Iyanya with Your Waist. Definitely a big tune. Wherever you are, if you're listening in online, thank you for listening in. Shout outs to you. You're a cool person. yeah, that was Iyanya. Always throwing it down. Always throwing it down. Next, I'm going to play a little bit more of Mudoni. She has a song called Welcome to the Disco, and it's all about the rumba and the club scene in Kenya, and it's definitely a very big tune as we wait for Ola. So yeah, if you're listening in again, I insist, have a good time, let your hair down, just yeah, get into the groove. So this is Mudoni with Welcome to the Disco.
Ladies, is how to prepare for ladies' night out.
KFD, nails trim, lips smacked, eyes pop, tummy tapped, back straight, heels on, ready? Where you going? Now, when you spot that boy, you must act all shy and poor. You must touch his eye, then look away. The music swing and sway. Look again, touch his gay smile. Smile, shy, six smile, flirt, six smile, nice. Now bring up the mandatory inventory. Crisp shot, abs tight, light and fun, deep and sweet. Hair is cut, nails are clean, matching watch and belt. Where are we going? Dutch check. Undies check, toothbrush check, lotion check, deo check, top check, money check, protection check. Ten, 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 ten,
at 2 a.m.
Well, we haven't talked in days, and of course sent text emails, but maybe he's busy, maybe he's stressed, maybe he's sick in bed, maybe his computer is broken, his phone is lost, maybe he better be dead. One little thing, kind of sort of check his phone, and I think that he's married. That's why I didn't know. I think that I love him. What should I do? I think I will have his baby. I know he will live. I know we were meant to be. A brightest guard going through his trash. Call his mom, have drinks with his boss, his name to do on my arm on my bum. Call the priest or maybe a shrink. I think that he needs some help. I think that we can work this out. What do you think?
We're sorry. The number you have reached is not in service. The number you have dialed has been changed.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Wow. And that was Mudoni, the drama queen. And Ola just checked in. Yeah, Ola, why did you have to do that? Why did you have to scare me on your way in?
Me?
Yes.
I almost
fell off my chair right now.
I just finished an exam, so I'm like pretty excited and stuff. So.
Yeah. How are you? I'm glad you came. For a second, I was like, where is Ola?
No, I was gonna come. No worries. Like,
yeah, you always got me.
Yeah, I keep my word.
Yeah. So this is my co-host, Ola, aka Olamide.
What up? What up, Vancouver? What's up?
Yeah. I'm just glad you came.
Yeah.
So I've been playing a little bit of Mudoni.
Mm-hmm.
I played Iyanya. So
what song by Iyanya?
I played Kukere, which was, of course, you know how Iyanya does. So. Yeah, I've just been jamming here by myself.
What about Mutoni, the
drama queen, though? You know, the one who you wanted to
marry,
yeah. And send dowry to. That one.
And
now this is a little bit of Camp Mula just in the background.
Oh,
because I thought,
like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah, like,
have you listened to them before?
Yeah, they had this I can't remember the name of the song, but it was always on MTV Bass and stuff. So,
yeah.
Like, I knew that they're, like, people used to compare them to, like these people used to call them, like, the best, you know, young group in Africa and stuff.
Whoop, whoop.
So,
yeah. 254, 254.
So, I mean, yeah, like, they're probably already, I mean, I've heard some of their songs and they're actually pretty good, but, yeah, I haven't heard from them in a while, so, like, I don't know how they're doing right now, so.
Yeah. They actually, they kind of split.
Oh, they split.
But no, they're still going on though, but just like the group is different. Yeah, they're new people and the likes, and some of them are like studying abroad. So
yeah,
but they're definitely a group that you should all listen to and check them out. I mean, check them out on like Google. Yeah, this is CITR 101.9, and you're listening to Afrobeat.
Yeah.
With me, Terry Olale.
And Olamide. Alright.
And yes. This is Kukere by Iyanya.
All my ladies,
power span. I'm a dunk alien, come get some. I'm on the run, enemies them fire ban. Who got them? They say, hey, no man can pass it.
That was Skelew. No.
that was Kukiri.
What am I saying?
Yeah.
I meant to say Kukiri.
Yeah. That was Kukiri by Inyanya, Nigerian artist. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
your hometown.
No, I don't know. He's not from my hometown, but like he's kind of. My home country.
Your home country.
I will try to be familiar with him, even though I'm not. So.
Yeah.
If you all of you probably know Kukiri, I mean, even if you don't know him, like you probably like heard the song on the radio because like
it's such a big tune.
Yeah, it's a big tune, dancing sensation, and like yeah, you should just totally check it out. And I think there are like lots of other like videos and by like other like different races and stuff. Like,
yeah, definitely.
It's not just Africans doing it; it's like everybody.
Yeah. And on more important issues, more important matters.
Yeah.
The World Cup just began today.
Yeah.
The World Cup. That's a big deal. Like.
Yeah. I know. Like, I was checking my Twitter and like.
Yeah.
Like everybody was like, "Oh, the World Cup! I'm excited for the World Cup." I'm just like, "Oh, guys, come on!" Like we get it that everybody's excited for the World Cup, right? Just relax. Yeah.
Relax. Yeah. What it comes like, what, because, every 4 years.
No. Yeah. Of course. But like, it's not like any like. The team I'm supporting is not playing today, so like I mean, I'm just
What I don't get is how I understand supporting the World Cup, like I understand supporting it, supporting your team, you know, because definitely I understand that, but I honestly don't understand how people sit through each and every game.
No, I mean it's nice to watch the games, but like it's like like if I was watching like a game like between Iran and Bosnia, right? Like I'll probably be like, I have no vested interest in the game because I don't want any of the teams to win because like Nigeria is in the same group. So it's like, yo, well, why am I sitting down watching
this? Yeah, but like, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. But the people who each and every like game, they're there and they're very passionate about it. I actually admire that though.
I mean, it means that, like, you're pretty passionate about, like, the sport, and, like, it really matters to you a lot, so. Yeah.
But for me, I think why I like the World Cup more, it's, like, the social aspect of it. For me, it's more of, like, the social aspect.
It's all about,
yeah. Like, I watch the games just because, like, just being together and, like, doing it together.
Yeah,
like,
being together,
it's something, like.
It brings very, a sense of community.
Exactly. And also, it's so much fun, like. And I think I get into the games because everyone else is into the games.
Yeah,
so, like, I mean, the hype is just, like...
Sports like soccer, like, and, like, football. Like, you only enjoy it because, like, people are enjoying it. And, like, their expression in their faces is, like, oh, you didn't score the goal. And you're, like, oh, my God.
I know.
So, I mean...
Some people can get so crazy. Yeah. It's so funny that I've seen so many videos on, like, YouTube
reactions,
and Twitter. Grown men crying, you know, it's crazy. But I guess from our perspective, we're like, you know, we can't judge. You know, we must be very careful not to judge.
Because it's
taken very seriously, you know. The people out there who, like, they've betted on these games, you know,
thousands,
their pride
dollars,
depends on the, you know, some of these wins. So yeah, and that was a little bit about the World Cup. To move on, we're going to speak a little bit more about, and what am I saying? We're going to speak a little bit more on the World Cup when you come back. For now, I'll play a little bit of Flavor with Shake.
Also Nigerian.
Today, I'm very much like just playing Western African music. Ola is feeling himself here. No, I'll move to the south after this. Definitely a little bit of Zahara, Liquid Deep, you know.
Liquid Deep is
always nice. It's always a good choice. Just to mix it up a little bit, you know.
I
Since I started with the East, 250. Yeah. So, yeah, this is Flavor with Shake.
When you see a woman with a bishop, you don't know. Are you ready now? Baby girl, show them. Show them. Mr. Flavor Party Lunch!
Yeah.
Damn. This is the ITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC, Vancouver area, and you're listening to Afrobeat.
Afrobeat
with me, Terry Olale, a.k.a. Achieng Olale, a.k.a. whatever you want to call me.
But just call it like the pretty voice on air, you know, like, yeah, every Thursday, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm hanging out with Ola Mide.
Yay.
And that was Flavor. Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but that was such a tune.
Yeah. That was a good tune. Like, it's...
I was jamming here.
Like, one reason why I like Nigerian or West African jams is like not many of them are like, you know, slow or anything, you know, like,
yeah,
most of us are like all dancey, you know, like elated music, you know, so
for sure.
I mean, yeah,
that's what I mean. Everything, okay, well, of course there's the lovey-dovey ones, and those ones still you can dance to them.
Exactly, like they always have that tempo,
yeah, there's that like
that
beat
spice, yeah.
Which reminds me, Michelle Williams came out with a song last week. Do you know who Michelle Williams is?
I'm not sure.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard, because if you follow trends on Twitter, I mean, Michelle Williams is the third. She used to be, you know, Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's Michelle.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, because I was trying to figure
out. It's so funny.
Like,
people never know her. No, it's just sad.
I know her, but like.
No,
I do know the thing. I was actually thinking, oh, is she like Serena Williams, like younger sister or something?
You see,
or,
like, but.
Exactly. But, like,
so,
I
don't know. She's like. Anyway, the joke on Twitter is like, she's always like the shadow of the other two girls. But anyway, that aside,
people are mean.
She has, I know, Twitter is crazy.
Twitter is full of like mean, like evil people, man.
But yeah, she came up with a song last week, and it has Afro beats in it. So, for all you listening in, if you're interested to hear, it's called When Jesus Says Yes. It's actually a gospel song as well, but it's very, very African, like. Honestly, I thought it was something from like Kenya. Yeah. Yeah, but it was a very. She's interesting, and I think she's going somewhere with her music. Plus, that song features Beyonce and Kelly Rowland.
Does it?
I was shocked, but it does.
No, but that's the thing. Kelly Rowland and Beyonce don't hate her, right? It's like they just, you know.
No. They're cool.
Yeah, they're cool.
Shocked because. Because I thought for such a tune, for such a song, having Beyonce and Kelly Rowland, I honestly thought it could be bigger. Like, I thought I could have heard about it before, like, just stumbling upon it on YouTube.
I'm more surprised about, like the dimensions of their music. Like, their music now, like, has, like, gone so far away from each other. Like,
what do you mean?
Because, like, Beyonce is, like... You know,
I know they have very different genres.
Exactly, you have different genres right now. So, like, I'm just kind of like figure out like that middle point. People probably went back to, like, their roots as like Destiny's Child. Like, it probably has that same sound. So.
No, the sound is completely different. Completely like Afrobeats plus. I mean, you just have to go and listen to it for you to understand how different it is. But yeah, this is CITR 101.9.
Yep.
Yeah, and this is Afrobeat. Next, we're going to move south since we've been hanging out very much.
Yeah. This is
on the west with no, this is just the background music, but I'll play a little bit of Mikasa with Be the One. Yeah. What you do if you have some. I'm just getting started. Haven't seen a Kenyan.
Give me the word, go, and I'll be there in a God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there
anything?
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 Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
As usual, this is CITR, and moving on, I'll play a little bit of Kamula.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of this guy called Major. I'll talk about that guy later. Yeah.
All right.
But for now, this is Fresh All Day by Kamula.
Kamula.
Have all these haters feeling so underdressed? Huh. I see you mocking me, but I'm mocking back. Cause I ain't got time for your chitty chat. Why you trying to copy and paste me? I'll be with your broad like butter on pastry. She's on my arm like my Virgin Mary. And we be on that weed from early. OG, smoking by the OZ. And all she wanna see is a couple emojis. Well, I got money to blow. And shawty, I ain't tripping, so you already know. Can't moolah all day. If you want it, gon' pay. Hater, I'm just letting you know. That
all I know is swagger, is swagger.
Me, I keep it fresh all day, it's all cool. Me, I keep it fresh all day, it's all cool.
Put your hands up if you have some.
Cause you keep it fresh all day, it's all cool. Cause you keep it fresh all day, it's all cool.
It's not the same, and I know who to blame. Yeah. If I remember the name, it sounded something like fame. For the money, for the game, I would kill it.
No shame.
Rep a crew that's untamed, and I'm a dude that's maintained. Swagger so right as Frank.
Yep.
Fundy Big Benjamin sitting in the bank.
What you think?
I've been working hard, numbers agree. So please believe me, this is easy, born to be an MC. So I took one Nairobi, the swagger strong only.
Yeah.
24 hours round the clock, one need the Levi store, no me. Big up Ryo and Buzz.
Okay.
Now I'm fresh all day,
Nikki Chapakazi.
Boys be looking happy, this ever sloppy sloppy. Lucy Kibaki, LOL.
Yeah.
I'm only messing, I'm just digging the jam. Bumping it with my fam, Chuck Taylor's helping me stand.
Let go!
All I know is swagger, is swagger.
Me, I keep it fresh all day, it's so all cool. Me, I keep it fresh all day, it's so all cool.
Put your hands up.
Favorite Mula team pacing further than the basement, higher than the spaceship. NASA couldn't waste this, rockets couldn't chase this. Swagger on vintage, African fresh prince, flying like the Jetsons, higher than the Jeffersons. Moving on up till they can't get enough of us. Now we at the top, better use your binoculars. Swagger nonstop is what you do if you have some. And I'm just getting started. Haven't seen a Kenyan boy trying to go harder. You gotta work for your profit, cause everybody's trying to get paid in Nairobi. I think your swagger need coaching. Fresh all day, it's all cool by the ocean. Swagging down the South Coast, you can say we coasting. High grade glowing, too far flowing. Damn.
All I know is swagger, swagger.
Me, I keep it fresh all day, it's all cool. Me, I keep it fresh all day, it's all cool.
Put your hands up.
Fresh all day,
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 fresh all day.
fresh all day.
Fresh, fresh. Freaky fresh. Okay.
What did you just say?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Speaky, what did you? This is
fresh.
I think the exam really got to you. I'm very.
Yeah, I'm losing it. I'm losing
yeah?
it. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm you have crazy. No idea. Exams can be something else, but yeah, that was Kamula with Fresh All Day.
Fresh All Day.
The song I'm going to play next, it's a very, very interesting one. It's called Landlord by Major. This song is so funny. If you have the time, check it out on YouTube and just watch the video because it's hilarious. It's about a guy who is having problems with his landlord, and it's definitely just the common story of the Kenyan Mwananchi.
That sounds like a funny story.
You know, like it's so funny. He wakes up, he forgot to pay his rent. He goes out.
One forget to pay their rent?
This is the song. This is how the song is. In the song he says he talks about, I think he went out or something and he used his money going out. So he forgot to pay his rent. Then after that he goes, I think he was going to work, but on his way to work he meets a girl. And like in the song, he's like, she was looking fresh or whatever. And then he says that he wanted to buy food for her. Like, you know, he wanted to like vibe her, basically. Yeah. And at this point, he hasn't paid rent, you know. So just because this girl was like looking fresh, as he says in the song, he takes the girl to Steers, for all you Kenyans listening in.
I know Steers. They have one like in Nigeria for like a while. Like Nigerians don't dig steak, man.
Really?
No, we don't dig steak.
But like for him, that Steers is like a really expensive place. Yeah. So he goes, buys her all this food, so expensive, and he forgot that he was locked out of his house. So like when they're going back to his house is locked. Oh. Then he's like, landlord. Hey. In Kiswahili he says, landlord usinyarabie. Hey, what has happened to my Kiswahili? I don't know if I should try this.
Sucks, man.
I think I'll go for it. Oh my gosh, this is actually embarrassing for me being a Kenyan. No, he says landlord usiniharibie siku bana. Yeah.
Usiniharibie siku bana. Please na. Is that how it's,
pardon?
What does it mean? Does it mean like please?
No, it's like, please landlord, don't spoil my day.
Yeah.
So that's the catch, that's what he says throughout the song. He's like, please landlord, don't spoil my day. So yeah, this is Major with the Landlord, and I will work on my Kiswahili.
Landlord, yo.
Kalismobile.com.
A landlord, yo. 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 Asubuhi mefika nimeamka bila bala. Nikamkeka chini na piga swala. Nenda zangu bafu, kisha mambo safi. Na vatini sneaker, tuna vashati. Kisha kshkish, oh, sinaga marashi. Na kunywa kahawa nikiteremsha kaimati. Nasikia kuna mtu anabisha mlagoni. Kwenda kufungua aka tutoka zirani. Uwa kana nipenda, yu kuwa beste angu. Mete usisahau leo kuniletea madafu. Leo ni lazima, hudu inanibamba. Tukila station, natisa genge mbaya. Juni shashiba, sani kwenda kuhaso. Nikenda kutoka ndo nifungue mlango. Ito, besi siamini. Napata mwenye nyumba na kifuli mkononi. Usiniharibie siku bana landlord. Umenifika kwenye go. We ni tafash tu. Usiniharibie siku bana landlord. Umenifika kwenye go. We ni tafash tu. Usiniharibie siku bana landlord. Umenifika kwenye go.
yeah. We ni tafash mwenye nyumba mekubala minipamba kajioni za tukuli atagomba tuloni kumbioni na pigyo mondo sunu tupie mkopo
meta wena sahau siniko na lini yako
wazi nenda kwa vaite kutukuli aketepa kuna manza kumbele angu ametibeba mina yeye hapo natupa luga ashanza kudai
imagine sijakula
staki ajue mkula mandazi surwa
tunakula steers na nunua pia
kisha zikimbamba nanza kuniambia
siku juhi lakini nakutaka sana itisha taxi tena haraka
kufika keza kwanza ni kushtuka
tumekula steers na ujalipa nyumba
sijui kwa nini mesau kukumbuka hey. Ufingaribie siku bala landlord umenifika kwenye koe hey. Umenifika kwenye ko
drama nishalipa nyumba ndio nikae kwa usalama alafu ni zile siku mtu asikiagi kutoka nimevaa vest ni nimengara boxer nasikiza genge rodi zangu nikiosha ejirani yangu tupendaga kuchoma
mjasuka mivi toto chome kimoja
badene ndamtani kuchukulia mokoka sisiki kukainza nenda kejani kuchonga natoa viatu najekelea kwa sofa neka movie yangu ndio nione nikichonga ikienda kubamba bana blackout landlord akulipa bill na vile alikuwa ananispidisha for real. Maji imekatwa, stima imekatwa. Hakuna tofauti na kuishi kwa kichaka. Hey.
Usiharibie siku bana landlord. Umenifika kwenye ko. We ni tafash tu. Usiharibie siku bana landlord. Umenifika kwenye ko. We ni tafash tu. Usiharibie siku bana landlord. We ni tafash tu.
And to finish off, this is Zahara with Lingoma. It's already time. It's been an hour. Yeah. And tune in next time, next Thursday. That's going to be the last show with me until September. So make sure you tune in.
Pardon? Are you going back to Kenya?
Yes, I'm going back to Kenya. I can't wait.
Yay.
Yes. So are you going back? No?
No.
Where will you be for July, August?
I might go to Washington. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I might go to Washington. So yeah.
At the end of the day, I think wherever you are, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
You can, you know, you make the best out of that place. And any place, definitely, everywhere has something to offer, always. Yeah. So...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's summer. I don't know if I'm the only one feeling this, like, good vibes. I just feel like summer has, like, you know, just YOLO.
You know? My summer feels pretty empty. I don't know.
Pardon?
My summer feels pretty empty.
What do you mean empty?
Like, I just feel like I haven't accomplished all the plans that, like, I had in my mind, you know?
What plans?
I don't know, I planned I would do like, oh, I would go skydiving or, like,
skydiving.
Jumping, or, like,
that's on my bucket list.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, whatever, I mean.
I mean, and then you have 2 months left.
Yeah.
2 months is
a lot of time.
It's time to do a lot.
I got you.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm just feeling like this summer is something different. And yeah. I can't wait to go back home, but like also just in general.
Yeah.
There's just like good vibes coming through or whatever. Anyway, this has been Afro Beats with me, Achieng Olale. And this is CITR 101.9.
Yeah.
Tune in next week, Thursday. As usual, it's going to be good.
Afrobeats. Before you leave, right?
Yes. Last show before I leave. Yes. Till September. And in September, I'll keep you tuned on what I'll have in store, but definitely more great music from Africa, but definitely more discussions and just a bigger platform on discussing more things from the motherland. Yeah, so for all you who listened in, thank you. You've been great.
Thanks, guys.
Shout out to all of you people.
Love y'all.
Yeah, and I'll finish by playing actually Mikasa, Heavenly Scent, just because I feel that's a better choice. Have a good week, everyone, and yeah, just keep
positive.
Yeah, stay. Yeah. What am I saying? Stay blessed. Be positive.
Yep.
Yeah.
Adios.
Majestic way.